So I want to move on now, talk a little bit about some other mutations, and one being BRAF. And again, Estella, you have a patient, a 54-year-old woman. Can you talk about what happened with her?
So every so often, you know, I'm young at this, but you know, you have a case of people who do really well and you're like the rock star in the hospital. So this lady is part of the community here and she's 54, lifetime non-smoker. She presented with a malignant pleural effusion in May of 2013. So that's like 7 years ago. She had NGS, she had wild type tumor, EGFR, ROS, but then they have a BRAF mutation, B600E, that was identified initially. But back then, we started her on chemo, so she got carbo, taxol, bevacizumab in the context of a clinical trial.
I love how back then is now 6 years ago.
Anyway, so she was on maintenance bevacizumab for 12 cycles and then started having some mild progression of disease in the lung. We switched her to pemetrexed. She only really progressed in the left lower lobe, so we even tried to do SRS to the left lower lobe in 2014. We tried salvage chemotherapy with docetaxel ramucirumab, and then by then, we were entertaining the idea, should she be, these BRAF inhibitors are around, this is 2015, should we try immunotherapy? We actually tried immunotherapy because she had read about it and she wanted immunotherapy, and she actually was able to tolerate nivolumab for 22 cycles. And then progress. And then she progressed with malignant ascites.
Did she respond to the immunotherapy?
She was stable because her disease was minimal in the left lower lobe, like an infiltrate and a pleural nodule. It really wasn't a lot of disease. But when she progressed, she did progress with ascites and had confirmation of adenocarcinoma of the lung. And then I thought, we really gonna have a hard time turning this around because she already had had so much chemo. And then at that point, I borrowed drugs from our melanoma partner that we had in the office, and we started her on dabrafenib, trametinib. And she had been on DOAC combination with some dose adjustments since 2016, so the last 4 years, and stable. The malignant ascites resolved.